really, today was the first day that we really had all of our rookies here with the drafted players and with the undrafted college signings that we've made. You know, a lot of new faces around here. I think it's a good opportunity to be able to kind of get these guys familiar with how we operate while also being able to do some things specific to their, you know, the foundation that's already been set and then kind of how we want to operate with those rookies different than the vets. You know, I think it's hard for them to just come in with the amount of information that's already been covered dating back to last year. But also being able to kind of do some drill work with our players that have been here, those veterans, and kind of see the way they work. So it's a nice combination of both, and it was a good start today.
Coach, with the first start and as many young people as you had, did you notice how nervous some of them were? And if you did, how did you calm them down?
Yeah, you know, a lot of wide eyes, but it seemed to be that they were excited, Jim. You know, so it was good to have those guys around. We started out getting out on the field really as a team today, and they took part in some of the individual drills with their specific position groups. And then when we got into more of the group settings, they were more observers, and then that enabled us to be able to have some individual time with them afterwards. So just telling them to take it one day at a time. I think with the veterans we have in place in our locker room, they'll do a great job putting these guys under their arm, making them feel welcome. They're a part of this family now, so it's exciting. You know, the team room was a lot more full this morning than it's been with about 65 guys now that we've got almost that full 90. Yeah, absolutely. You know, really, this is the first extended time we've had a chance to be around them. You know, I've had a little bit of dialogue with some of our draft picks, but with a lot of these guys that were the college free agent signings and then a couple guys we signed from the tryout camp, you know, you're getting to know them every single day, and it's a fun process. But, you know, that's what you love about is the interaction with the players. So we're definitely in the process, especially myself, with building and developing these relationships.
Hey, Sean, and I have a follow-up to this, but you guys have been the healthiest team in the NFL each of these last 2 years. Is there kind of a thought in your mind that maybe that's not something that you can really count on, or is there something that you feel like you guys do that allows you to maybe have a leg up in that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think when you really look at it, I think there's an element of luck, but then you guys hear us talk about him all the time. When you talk about Reggie Scott and his staff and then Ted Rath and his staff, very specific and intentional about every single thing that we do. And I think the way they go about it makes the players want to buy in. We've got the right guys in the locker room that are doing all those little things in terms of the maintenance, you know, trying to avoid some of the soft tissue things, getting their treatments, the diet, the rest, all the things that go into trying to stay as healthy as possible. But there is an element absolutely out in where some of those collisions, some of those injuries are unavoidable regardless of how well you've prepared yourself. And we certainly feel fortunate to have come away the last couple of years, but I definitely think it is a reflection on our strength staff, on our training staff, and how special those guys are. But you always want to make sure that you got the contingency plans in place if somebody isn't available that was last year for us.
And my second part to that is, how do you feel kind of about maybe your next layer of depth with this roster? It seems like there's a lot of youth with that next layer of depth. How do you feel like where you stand right now?
Yeah, I think that's something that we're extremely intentional about developing. I think until you really get out on the field, you're doing football-related activities, it's always hard to say. You know, a lot of this is going to be how do these guys process the information above the neck in the meeting room and then translate it to the field, to the grass, when they're able to compete, making decisions full speed. And that's going to be something that I think we'll have a much better feel for after we get through OTAs and our mini camp. But I think Les and his staff did a great job being able to identify a lot of these players, and they worked in coordination with our coaching staff for what was a really smooth process with the draft and being able to sign our free agents afterwards. And then we're excited about getting these guys in here and seeing, you know, what type of role they're going to carve out for themselves.
Sean, I know you haven't seen much of these guys, but just wanted to quiz you on a couple of these rookie free agents. Stephen Mitchell, USC receiver.
Yeah.
What you see from him?
Well, I think anytime you're looking at a receiver, Sam, you want to see guys that have the ability to separate, aggressive hands attacking the football. You look at the production that he's had. He's a guy that does have some of those traits and those characteristics that you're looking for that we feel like will translate. You know, I'm interested to see how he does as far as, is he an X, is he a Z, does he have the ability to play in the slot? But he's a guy that we are excited about and feel fortunate to have gotten him, you know, as a free agent.
Okay, Cody McElroy.
Yeah, Cody McElroy is a guy, you know, with a basketball background. I think you look at just the athleticism, and then you just see him in person. The size is impressive. So You know, not a lot of football experience, but a lot of upside that you've seen. You know, Shane did a great job of kind of being able to thoroughly study him and have a good feel for this as somebody that we wanted to really kind of attack and identify as somebody that was a priority free agent for us. And fortunately, we were able to get that done.
And lastly, Luis Perez, I mean, throwing for 5,000 yards no matter what level.
Yeah, and what a great story, you know, the background, the family history, and what an impressive guy. Even just today, I didn't get a chance to meet him after we had signed him in the tryout camp this past week, but comes up to you, looks you in the eye, shakes you shakes your hand, looks you in the eye. You could see he's got a command and a nice presence about himself. Everybody that I've talked to is really just can't say enough about the human being. But then when you just watch him in terms of, you know, natural base, balance, body position to deliver the ball, you know, he earned the right to be able to, you know, be on this team and carve himself out a role as far as being able to compete as a quarterback. And you know, he definitely won that job with the way that he performed the other day. You got it.
Sean, last year you had seemed like a pretty specific role in mind for someone like Lance Dunbar, kind of as a change of pace back. Do you see John Kelly kind of similarly, and is he ready to be a guy who maybe allows you to get Todd Gurley off the field at times? Or is that?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it, John's a physical, violent downhill runner, did a lot of good things at Tennessee. I think what Todd did was he showed why he's a complete back, and to take him off the field, you know, he better be pretty tired. Now, you want to be smart about that, but there's a reason why he was able to have all that success. And then, you know, you can't say enough about the consistency at which Malcolm Brown performed when he got his opportunity. So you've got two guys in that room that have performed. When you look at what Justin was able to put on tape last year in the preseason in terms of the excitement, as he continues to mature, take better care of the football, be more productive in protection, we're excited about him. And then John's going to get a chance to come in and compete. But I think in terms of Lance, where he's already had some production in the league, you could really see what his role was and what a nice job he did as that change of pace third down back for the Cowboys throughout his career. We were able to be a little bit more specific. We've got confidence in John, but I think he's got a chance to earn a role based on the way that he plays and practices day in and day out.
Sean, you decided not to do a, you know, kind of a traditional rookie camp, I guess. Did you learn things from last year, having gone through it, that maybe altered what you're doing throughout the program this year?
Yeah, you know, Rich, it was a combination of things. You know, I think going back to some of the things that we've been fortunate to stay healthy, but then also when you look back on last year and you say, okay, we end up getting John Johnson injured. There were a couple other guys that got the soft tissue. They get in there. They're so excited. So we felt like those were some tough things that kind of set us back a little bit. And then I think it's also a credit to Les and his staff, where because of where we were picking in the third round, I thought they did a great job of being extremely thorough with really kind of those guys you have tiered in the third to the seventh round. And a lot of those guys end up being players that you might have them rated as a 5 through a 7, but don't end up getting drafted. So you feel really good about being able to acquire them as a college signing free agent. And I think with that approach, we felt like for our organization, the best thing to do would be, all right, let's work out some specific guys with some other spots that we want to fill out that depth, and then also minimize the risk of injury, knowing that when we get them in here, they're going to get a chance to meet, get indoctrinated to our systems, and kind of just really just progressively build them, as opposed to getting them out there where everybody's excited to do things and compete full speed right away.
Sean, has there been any progress in the Aaron Donald contract situation? Are you hopeful that he'll eventually make it to the offseason program?
Yeah, you know, we are, Lindsay. He's a guy that we've had constant dialogue. I haven't really talked specifically with him about some of those things. I know that there's constant communication that's gone back and forth between he and his representation and then our guys. Clearly, that's something that we want to be able to be proactive about trying to find a solution. You know, we all know how much we respect and appreciate Aaron and the contributions that he's made. And that is something that we absolutely have as a priority. Want to be able to try to get that thing done. What the timetable is on that, it's hard to say. I wouldn't have a problem if we got something done right now. But we're very positive with the dialogue, and we feel good about that rapport that exists between them and our people.
Are you texting him more or less than you were at this point last year?
Well, he's responding more than he was this time last year, so that's what I feel good about. You know, he was hurting my feelings a little bit last year.
Sean, can you bring us through the UDFA process a little bit? Was it easier for you guys to recruit, say, a linebacker than maybe a receiver this year?
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that really, you know, Les, and then very impressed with just our guys on the college side, and then Brian Zanders, to be able to put together a very specific sequential plan. And I think a lot of it's predicated on the relationship with the agents. But at the same time, it's smart for these agents to look at it and be realistic about, okay, if you are a spot where there's a lot of depth, all right, probably not going to be the most ideal place to go and try to make a football team when you've got some established receivers, and when you look at maybe 5, 6, 7 guys make that roster. So I would say that you do have a better chance of acquiring some top-level free agents at some of those spots where maybe you don't have as much depth based on the way that an agent perceives it. But I do think it helps being out in L.A., a lot of the relationships that Les and his staff have with these agents in terms of sending them to a place that they feel like they're going to do things the right way, and they're going to be coached in a positive manner where we're trying to help these guys reach their highest potential. So I would say it's all predicated really on a case-by-case, but there is an element of where you have a lot more depth, it's easier to get guys if maybe you don't on paper based on the way people perceive it. Yeah, you know what? We got a lot of the guys that we targeted, and I think that goes back to just being able to have those guys targeted from the beginning. When you're able to start making calls and have that communication, that contact occur, they know we appreciate them, and I think you know, they felt good about the situation that they're coming into.
Sean, with these rookies averaging 22, 23 years of age, how deliberate will you be about your constant advice, and what will you emphasize dialing in energy, remaining patient, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all those things. You know, everything starts with whether you're a veteran player, whether you're a first-year rookie, is about building and developing a relationship. And based on being able to connect with them on that level, them knowing that we're invested in helping them reach their highest potential. But then, you know, what are the core values? What are the principles that we feel like guide our everyday approach as an organization? I think that's as much driven by our veteran players as it is our coaches. And that's what you feel really good about, is there's a lot of things that take place in that locker room in terms of becoming what we want to with the culture. Everybody talks about that word, but I think those players are really what make it come to life. And when you look at the veterans that we do have that positively influence and affect their teammates, and then we expect them to do the same thing with the rookies. But you certainly want to establish a little bit of patience as well, not expecting them to get everything. And that's part of what coaching is helping them work through those problems, giving them solutions, and then let's get better together.
Sean, how do you guys see the linebacker position at this point? Is it completely wide open outside of Mark Barron? Are there specific guys that you like in certain spots? Where does that shake out?
Right? Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the four veterans specific to the inside linebacker position, guys that have had production in this league, you look at Mark Barron, you look at Corey Littleton when he got an opportunity to start in place of Mark last year, how great he played against Tennessee. Bryce Hager stepped in when Tree got hurt in the Arizona game. And then Ramiq Wilson's a guy that's played a lot of good football for a great defense in Kansas City the last handful of years. So those are guys that have played football. They're NFL-caliber players that you feel confident in. And then those other guys will come in and get a chance to compete. And you know, it's going to be a one day at a time. But by no means are they coming in ahead of anybody else. Those guys have kind of earned the right to be the guys that are taking those first few reps. And then we'll see based on how they accelerate or how they perform. And, you know, our job as a coaching staff is to evaluate and get the best 11 out there on offense, defense, and special teams. Yeah, and that's going to be something when you really look at it. You know, Matt Longacre's a guy that's had some success. Morgan Fox is a guy that we feel like is going to allow us to play, you know, outside a little bit more because of his athleticism and his position flex. Samson Ebukam is a guy that we expect to take strides, which he demonstrated throughout the year. So I think when you look at some of those guys, we've had some production from those outside rusher spots, and we're excited about seeing these guys continue to grow.